Pakistani soldiers are continuing their military offensive against the Taliban in Swat Valley. Today, UN Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres and Killian Kleinschmidt, head of operations for the UN's refugee agency in Pakistan, are scheduled to visit camps where huge numbers of civilians displaced by the fighting have fled. The United Nations says about 48% of those refugees are children. Mr. Kleinschmidt is on the line from Pakistan. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
What are the conditions in the camps right now?
Well, the conditions in the camps, which are organized camps, are fairly, I wouldn't say decent. Camps are always indecent, but conditions in the camps in the circumstances of one of the most massive and most rapid movements of people anywhere in the world are quite satisfactory. We have managed in the organized camps to establish the basic services. People have tents, they have water, they have toilets, and we have even managed to establish schools in some of the camps already after a few days. So in the circumstances, not so bad, but of course camps are not something we want to see people in.
Can you give us an estimate about how many people have been forced from their homes, how many refugees there are?
Well, we had, before this latest crisis happened, already more than 550,000 people displaced from the tribal areas. Now, added to this, at least, when we have counted them, registered them, 1.2 million new arrivals from the beautiful valleys of Swat, the area of Bunaire, which used to be very quiet and very settled areas in the past. These are the people registered, counted so far, but there are many more who are underway, many more who are trapped, and so the crisis is enormous.
You describe the camps as being good for what they are, but we've heard that there's been some tension in the camps. Police and some of the refugees have been clashing with one another. What is the security situation like in them?
Well, I mean, it is understandable that people are tense, people are nervous. These are people who have lost everything within sometimes a matter of hours, or had no time even to take their basic belongings. People come with nothing. And then, of course, when you have competition over assistance, you have to wait for some hours sometimes, then there are tensions. What we see, I mean, in camps which are organized, structured, the tensions are less. There are other camps which have been established by well-wishing organizations and so on, but not with the experience, not with the skill. So we see that there, quite often, there is a lack of basic facilities, and then the tensions are higher.
Are health care, food aid, are there enough supplies and workers?
The food supplies, yes, the World Food Program, the UN Food Organization, is supplying food, has been supplying food, has stocks, has a pipeline for more. Health services, besides the government services, which have been very fast, I would say, to establish at least basic clinics in the camps, there are also a number of other organizations coming in. However, I think we shall not forget that more than 90% of all the new displaced people are actually not in camps, but they're staying with their friends and relatives. And that, I would say, is the most important emergency response we can see. It is not a situation where you have people fleeing into the open, into a desert, but in a situation where you have actually a capacity to receive by the local population. There is an immense solidarity shown right now.
Killian Kleinschmidt is head of operations for the UN Refugee Agency in Pakistan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to NPR News.